Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Reconnect My Heart Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear a heart apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we'll discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad you're able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Or you can go to reconnectmyheartpodcast.com. You will see the video version, as well as if you want to go to my mobile app. Yes, I have a mobile app that is available on Android or Apple. Just type in Brother Prater, and once you get on there, you can go into Reconnect My Heart podcast, and you'll see it. And I want to thank each and every one of y'all who are tuning in, and thank you not only for your continued presence and support, but also past couple of weeks, I've been kind of under the weather. So now I'm feeling better, still kind of getting this little crud out, but I'm here, and thank God for that. So what we want to do today, this is something that was I've been wanting to share with y'all actually since I've been off the air. This is the episode that, hey, maybe the devil did not want you to hear it, but God is providing a way for us to hear it and for us to apply it to our lives with His help. So my question is this. If God opened a door for you right now, would you be ready to walk through it? Sadly, most folks would have the door open or have the door closed on them because they're not ready or they weren't able to recognize the door being open. So on today's show, we want to talk about the importance of preparation. We want to talk about the importance of preparation, avoiding procrastination, and much more in the episode called When Preparation Meets Reality. This was something I'll share with you. It came from a real testimony that came from me that God laid upon my heart to share it with y'all. Now, one of the things we always think about when it comes down to preparation, what we have to realize, everything we do is so important. What I found out, even if you feel like, well, it doesn't matter, or, well, what's the point of me doing this? It's not related to that. But in actuality, everything you do is like a stair step to what you need to do or some things that may be preparing for you in life. One of the things I always tell people, no matter what you do, there are people that are watching. There are people that may be watching you. Now, of course, there may be something where, hey, I'm the only one that sees this. But what happened when you get into the routine of continuing having that kind of attitude, then what you did privately now will become public. That's why it's so important for us to, like the Bible tells us, do it unto God. Whatever we do, do it with all of our heart. Now, and this is something that I had to learn also. Those that know me, I'm used to being late. Even at work, and I don't mind being transparent, early on in my career, there were times that, hey, my supervisors had to talk to me, hey, you need to start being on time. Even if I was at the time I was told to be there, and I will walk into the building at sometimes 1:59, sometimes 2:00, sometimes 2:01, even though, well, I'm just 1 minute late, but still I'm supposed to be there seated or ready to work at 2:00. This was something that the wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin once said. He said, if you on time, that means you're late. But if you're 5 minutes early or 15 minutes early, then you're on time. So you think about it. If you go into a grocery store, if you go into a store, whatever kind of store it is, and it opens at 7:00 in the morning, when it hits 7:00, if you're there, when it hits 7:00, do you have to, or should you want to wait for them to be ready when they advertise that they're going to be open at 7:00? No. If they open at 7:00, that means the people that works there supposed to be there before 7:00, even if it's at 6:30. Matter of fact, when I worked at the grocery store, we were supposed to be open at 7:00, but they had the workers there at 6:30. Why? Because they needed to be there, make sure everything was set up, so when 7:00 came, then they were ready, they were open. So what we have to do, we have to think about, when it comes down to the purpose in our life, we have to ask ourselves, are we doing anything that's hindering us being prepared for when God opens the door? One of the things I always say is always a good rule of thumb to take things seriously. Never take anything lightly. Never take anything lightly. In other words, there's a key trait that we have to work on, and it's a word called consistency. We have to be consistent. In other words, if I'm having a project for myself, I'm going to put my whole heart into it. But if I'm doing it for somebody else, should I slack? No. The same attitude and drive that I would have if it pertains to mine, I should have pertaining to others. Like I said, we should do it. We should do everything unto God because we are representatives of Christ. You never know there may be somebody that may be amongst your group, or maybe somebody that may be doing it for, maybe somebody that may be watching. What if they're unsaved, or what if they're weak? God has us as a representative to what? To advance his kingdom. And a lot of time, it ain't so much of you pulling out a Bible and telling them something. No, it's more so of you showing them something, because we are the physical Bibles that some people would read. See, unless, like myself and some of the ones that I know, we grew up in church. So I can't say, well, you know, I ain't never had a church home, but look, I never been like that. There are many of us that grew up in church, so we already, you know, we grew up and we had the routine of, hey, knowing God, it was drilling us. We went to Sunday school, Bible study, all that stuff. So that was something that we grew up with. But also on the same token, there may be somebody who may not grow up in church. There may be someone who may be weak. There may be someone that may need help. They don't mean they're weak. They may need a word of encouragement. And so they're looking for like-minded people. They're looking for someone that they can be, you know, encouraged by. So, hey, I don't care how somebody say, oh, I'm blessed. I want you to come to our church. We having a great time. But every time they're saying that, but every time we see them, they're very lazy in their work. They're always late. They're conniving. They don't have the traits that they say that they're supposed to have, because they're saying, hey, I want you to come to our church, but you're not exhibiting those traits that made me want to go to your church. Because like I said, we are Christ's representative. So are you representing Christ, or do you see some of the people? We've seen it where we've heard people, hey, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Or what if we're looking for a mechanic and we're referred to someone that, hey, this person go to our church, you know, he'll do your car and all this and all that. And then all of a sudden, you go get your car checked out and come to find out, he lying, or he's sabotaging, you know, he doing a half job or whatever, you know, and you're like, wait a minute, and you're supposed to be a Christian. You've heard that before. And so that's why it's so important for us to understand that we are representative and we have the spotlight on us. So we have to make sure, first and foremost, to understand who we represent. And so who we represent, we represent Christ, and we're doing everything unto God. So with that, with the preparation, make sure we do our part in having the trace of being not just a good worker, but also let people know, not by your words, but by your actions, that you are in high demand. Let place you in high demand by your actions. That old saying, action speaks louder than words. Well, do more working than talking. You don't have to sell yourself when people can see the fruits of your labor. Let people see the fruits of your labor. So, being punctual. And like I say, be consistent in your work, as well as if you say you're going to do something, do it. In other words, be a man or woman of your word. And also, full disclosure. Make sure that you have all the cards out on the table. Be real and be transparent. One of the things that I can't say, and this is just me maybe being on a soapbox, I can't stand a deceptive person. And some people, they ain't lying. No, but they aren't also truthful. They're not full disclosing the whole truth. We always hear it in court, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. You may be giving them a truth, but are you withholding information? you need to make sure that you give full disclosure of everything. Also, this is something that we take lightly, but we need to be very sincere with it. It may sound crazy, or how does this parallel with preparation for reality, your purpose, your goals, you know, your dreams, whatever. Make sure that you develop your communication with God. What do I mean? Number one, knowing the word of God in its proper use. Knowing the word of God in its proper use. When you learn the word of God in its proper use, then you begin to learn God's nature. You learn God's verbiage. You learn the heart of God. When you not just learning the word of God, which is important, but also spending quality time, you learn the heart of God. Learning the heart of God, learning God's nature and God's attributes. So you'll learn God's verbiage and you learn God's intent. Why is that important? Because number one, God may be giving you some words. God may be giving you some revelation. God may be giving you some ideas when you sleep. God may be giving you some ideas in a vision. God may be giving you some ideas even through people. And so when you hear these things or see these things, then you'll be able to, you know, you'll feel in your spirit, hey, this is God speaking, and then you can jot those things down. God will always forewarn us about things, but unfortunately, sometimes we're not listening. That's why it's so important for us to get in a quiet place for us to develop the listening and the seeing in the spirit in order for us to recognize what God is telling us or showing us. That's why when we begin to start preparing ourselves for what God is telling us, he'll start giving you the steps to what you need to do to prepare yourself for what he has for you. God may be telling you, hey, I need you to fast because of blah, 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 blah. Or, hey, I want you to go to the store, but I want you to wear this outfit. I'm telling you, it is so important for us, and this may be number one, pray about everything. And some people, well, you know, hey, I tell people, hey, look here, even ask God, what should I wear? Some people, oh, God ain't concerned about, I'm telling you, God will use every method that he wants to help you to be able to be identified when he wants to bless you through people. I'm telling you from firsthand experience. God may be telling you go to the store and wear this, and to you, I've worn this shirt, this old shirt, blah, blah, blah. But you go ahead and you do it, and all of a sudden, this person come up, hey, you know what? I had a shirt just like that. Or my daddy had a shirt just like that. Hey, so how you doing? Now, that shirt was a conversation striker. And now, because you obeyed God and you were able to be identified by the person that God wanted to bless you through, now they give you what you've been looking for. But it started because you were obedient to the plan that God told you. It is so important to listen. It's so important to be able to develop that ear, to hear, to see, to discern the move of God and respond in obedience. So important. So with that, being able to hear God's voice and understand, like I said, he'll be showing you some things. He'll tell you some things. And sometimes it may seem like it's so far off. You're like, really? But I'm telling you, when you learn that it's coming from God, don't rationalize with it. Don't, you know, try to, hey, you know, me? No, just accept it. Accept it. I want to share something with you. Excuse me one second. I'm going to do this right quick. Okay. All right. There you go. I'm going to share this with you. To some people, now this may be kind of crazy, and just like, oh, I don't know why you're talking about that, but I'm going to give y'all some examples that really opened up my eyes, and it wasn't so much of the goal of what happened, but it's more so of being able to hear, being able to do some steps, and it was I don't want to say a test, but more so of confirmation of, hey, it helped me to be able to learn God's voice, hear God's voice. This was something that happened years ago. Back in 1982, I might have been 11, 12, somewhere around there. I saw a vision. Now, the vision, and normally I don't like to talk about this in public, but, you know, the person no longer with us, and so I can kind of talk about it now. But in 1982, I had a vision. I had a vision that I was in the company of this particular person that was a superstar. Well, at the time, that person wasn't a superstar. That person was a known musician. That person was Prince. And I'll never forget, I was in my bedroom, and I saw it. And I'm like, and I mean, I could see it just like it was a regular television. And I said, okay, I just knew. It was like, I just knew that it was going to happen. And little background, I was always the kid that I would always, like, sometimes just go outside, talk to God. Sometimes I would just look out there in the window while it's snowing when Christmas was here. Just talk, Lord, thank you, blah, blah, blah. You know, just talk. I thought everybody did that. So it wasn't out of the ordinary for me. And so growing up like that, and then when I saw that vision of me and Prince, I'm like, oh, okay. Didn't question it, you know. And at the time, he had the CD 1999. I mean, not CD, the record. This was, what, 82 record. So the next year, he came out, a year and a half later, he came out with Purple Rain. And I had already told some people that I had, you know, me and Prince going to be together one day. You know, God showed me a vision, but and they were like, yeah, whatever. And then when he came out with Purple Rain, they going, and you saying you going to be with him? Man, you crazy. I know you crazy now. I said, yeah, I saw it. And that was one of the things I learned now in my life. I don't disclose everything now. If I share something, everybody, that means it's already done. I learned not to tell everybody something at the beginning stage, or I make sure afterwards. So, hey, if I share it, that means it's already done. It's already a testimony. And so, like I said, by 84, he already blew up, and they saying, man, please. But I never forgot it. But some of the ones that knew me, and I remember my little brother, you know, no matter what I tell him, he would always believe me, and I would always tell him the truth. And so, long story short, one day I went to a concert of his. The first one I ever went to was in July of 97. But I was way up there in the nosebleed area with my brother Ronnie. And I just remember what I saw years earlier. We're going to be together. Yeah. So long story short, December 30th, 1997, at Reunion Arena, my cousin and I were going. And I had fifth row seats. for us to go. And I told her while we were on the way to the concert, I'm going on stage with Prince. Do you want to go? She said, nope. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. Let me backtrack a little bit. Earlier that day, this is what happened. Earlier that day, December the 30th, 1997, I was at home and I heard this voice say, go to the record store. I went to the record store and I walked in, really didn't know why I was there. And I heard that voice say, go to your left and you're going to see some magazines. And I looked and it was guitar magazines. I have guitars and stuff. So I was like, okay, no big deal. And it was like God just put this particular magazine in my hand. And I looked through it. I looked at this guitar magazine. And I looked, and it featured Prince's new guitar player that he just hired for this tour. And it had an interview, and they began to talk about all his gear. The magazine just came out, and I was going to the concert later that night. So I began to look at all the gear he had and the size strings and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, and I already had some of his recordings as a soloist. I'm like, okay, no big deal. And so, long story short, when my cousin picked me up to go to the concert, I told her, I'm going on stage. You want to come with me? No, no, no. I said, yeah, I see it. Long story short, the concert happened. And me being a musician, like, I'm not a party person. I'm a musician that studies. And so, long story short, people to get on stage with Prince. And so I had already, it was like I saw a vision of what I needed to wear. I wore exactly what I saw. And when I wore it, that's what gave people the identity, it gave them the qualification to identify me, for me to be up there. So December 30th, 1997 at Reunion Arena, I was not on stage with Prince. Prince was on stage with me. He was off to the side while everybody else, there was, I think, five guys, five girls. Everybody else was in the center. I moved all the way to the side. And all of a sudden, I was dancing with an old lady. I'm not a dancer. I was just entertaining. And he said, look at him dancing with mama. It was an older lady. And long story short, I saw him out the corner of my eye, moving from the far end where he was at, coming across, cutting through the crowd that was on the stage. And he went all the way to come over to where I was. So me and Prince side by side. I'm like, okay. And then I went to the after. I went to 7-Eleven, and people recognized me from when I was on stage, and they had some pleasantries, and I appreciated it. And so my cousin and I went to the after show, and I met the band, and the band recognized who I was, and so it just so happened later on. I saw the guitar player that so happened to be in the magazine that I read earlier. So I introduced myself. He said, hey, can you follow me to the bathroom? I need to use the restroom. So I followed him into the bathroom. And as a musician, we spoke a little bit about music, but then I began to start sharing with him and ministering to him. And I was in the bathroom with him, ministering as well as telling him about his good that I had read about earlier that day. And he was like, man, how you know? And I said, man, God prepared this meeting for us. And long story short, all I could say, cutting it short, all I could say was, if I had a gave up when people tried to discourage me, I wouldn't have been prepared. What if I did not go to that record store? What if I didn't get that particular magazine? I wouldn't have been prepared. I'm telling you, God is orchestrating the purpose and plan. He had already done it. Matter of fact, he orchestrated the purpose and plan for you before you came to the scene. And so sometimes the reason why we have a lot of situation may be going on in our lives, because he's trying so badly to, get us back into alignment of the plan that he already orchestrated for us. It is time for us to be able to just obey what God told us to do. In other words, don't be difficult. It ain't hard. Don't you know our path is already made? But what happens, our choices will get us off the path, and sometimes because we go through the rough roads of our lives is because we have either got off the road or try to help us get back on, and sometimes we have to go back on the off the road to get back on the road, the right road. We have got off track and we end up going to somebody else's lane. In other words, we cut through the grass to get on the wrong road, and sometimes we gotta go back through the grass to get back on the right road. And we waste so much time, so much energy. But I'm telling you, God has already planned out everything for us. The Bible tells us, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he shall direct our path or make our pathway straight. So the pathway is already straight, but our disobedience makes the roads crooked. And so God is trying to help us to understand that we need him. We can't do it without him. Another short story I'm going to share with you real quick. I was invited. I think I shared this with you all some time ago. But I was invited to a speaking engagement. I was invited to this church service, and it was supposed to start at 3:00. And I didn't get the address. And so when I looked up the church, I looked it up, and then I saw the address. And so I left Dallas, left my church to go to Pleasant Grove, to go to where the address was, where the same church was. It took me forever to find that particular address. And when I made it there, it was like minutes and minutes, and maybe an hour and a half. And when I finally found that address, it was an abandoned nursery. And I'm like, man. But I kept hearing, I need to be at that church. God, I don't know where that church is. And I heard the devil say, well, just give up. But even when I thought about, I'm just going to go ahead and go home, there was a burning in my spirit that told me I can't go home. I'm needed there. And so when I told God, I said, God, I don't know where it is, but you know where it is. And I always think about when God gave Joseph, not just the dream, but the interpretation of the dream pertaining to the king. I'm like, man, God, you're the one that can do that. You've done it in the Bible time. I need you to do that in my time. I need you to do that now. If you have an assignment for me to be there at that church, God, you're going to have to leave me because I don't know where it is. And he said, I need for you to go back to your church. So I pulled up in the parking lot of our church. And he said, now, I want you to go down this street. I said, okay. And now, like I said, the church bus started at 3:30, I believe. By now, it's 5:00. I'm like, okay. He said, now I need you to go this street. Now I need you to go this way and that way. And so he would lead me to where my dad stayed at. I'm like, hey, I know this neighborhood. This is where my dad stayed at. He said, just keep driving. So I'm driving, and all of a sudden, the street curved. When the street curved, look, my wheel, my sternum wheel curved, and it curved, and it went up into this field. And I look, and the field, all in the field was a church. Had a small little sign. And I looked, and that was the church I needed to be at. And I saw some people leaving out. I'm like, oh, shucks, this is it. I said, excuse me. Is church out? They said, no, we just leaving. They got a late start. And come to find out, I made it there, and there was a need for me to be there. The person that was the minister that was speaking had I can't even remember what the name was, but had something. We prayed for him, and then they asked me to have some words afterwards. I'm telling you, God can do the impossible. And those things, yeah, it happened with me, but I'm no different than anybody. If God could do it to me, and God could do it for me, and God could do it through me, He can do it for you. I'm trying to encourage you that the same God that we read about in the Bible is the same one that's available to work right now. There may be some goals and dreams and plans you may have, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to do it. Listen to God. You listen. Look, be in expectation of God speaking to you. Live a life of expectation. Matter of fact, as a person in law enforcement, we always have a radio. So I don't care what kind of conversation I may have with somebody. I have to have my radio loud enough for me to hear either my name or a call. So there's a spiritual radio because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There's a spiritual radio that is in you right now. But the devil's trying to have you to silence the radio. But we're praying that God help you to turn it up for you to hear him and respond in obedience. I want to encourage you right now, this is the time for you to look at everything that you have planned. Ask God, is this the plan that he has for you, or this is a plan that you've orchestrated for yourself, and God may have a better remedy. God may have a better plan. A lot of plans that we may have in our life, yeah, it may sound good, but it may not be exactly what God has for us that will give us life's fulfillment. The Bible tells us there's a way that seems right into a man. Think about that. So whatever plan that we may have we consulted God about it? Now, when you do what you've been groomed to do, what you've been told to do, then you begin to see your purpose manifesting in reality. You know, my uncle, his name is Aaron Logan. He's the photographer of Logan's Photography. He's the photographer and the owner of Logan Photography. And he came over to the house one day, and he said something that blew my mind. He said he wake up every morning looking forward to waking up. He get up every morning looking forward to waking up. Really? Looking forward to going to work? Looking forward. He doesn't need an alarm clock because he's energized and excited for what he's doing. He's energized because he's fulfilling his life's purpose. And it's more than just taking pictures. And like I said, we had a conversation, and I'm hoping, just in case, matter of fact, just in case his daughter's listening to watch him, we're going to try to convince your dad to come up on the show. He has a powerful testimony, and I don't want to share it. I want him to share it, and I want him to be able to minister to us. So look here. And he's just one of many that I know. You may know some yourself, but oftentimes what happens, we limit ourselves because we see that God can bless others, but we feel that God can't do it for us. If we just, I say, the Bible tell us, if we be willing and obedient, we should have the good of the land. We have to be willing and obedient to execute what God has for us to do. And some people just think, oh, well, you know, I go to church and this and that. Yes, but you may be living beneath the abundant life that God has for you. Look, abundant life is the better quality of life. Are you living? Are you existing? Are you having to fulfill life? Or are you just existing? Are you living the abundant life? Or is the abundant life out of your reach? Are you living? Or are you just making it day by day? Are you living a spiritual paycheck by paycheck in life? Mm-mm. I'm going to be honest with you. That's a miserable life. And I know a lot of people, they love the Lord. They're saved. But they still living beneath the benefits that God has for them. Now, I'm not just talking about financially. I know a lot of people, they just think, but now I'm talking about first, spiritually. That's why I always talk about to hear God's voice and respond in obedience. Be at one, be at harmony with God's word, God's plan, God's voice, God's rhythm. Listen, when you learn and when you ask God, what is the heart of God? What is the mind of God? Do it. Listen and respond in obedience. I tell people, you know, so many people, they feel like, well, you know, I'm hard-headed. Look, I ain't got time for that. Look here. Don't you know, whenever we prolong, whenever we disobey, or even if we hesitate, if we just put it off, don't you know we shortchanging what God has for us? Don't you know we should live a life where God can trust us? I always say all the time, we always say, God, I trust you. Yeah, we can trust God, but can God trust us? It's more to life than what we have right now. And God want to fulfill the purpose and plan for our lives and in our lives. I'm going to tell you this. If we just do what God told us to do, we can be able to see things happen. We can be able to really just enjoy life more than just living. And so with that, in your preparation, the first thing I always encourage people is about your spiritual walk, your spiritual antennas, your spiritual senses. Develop and grow your spiritual senses. And then also now, being able to look at your responsibilities, what you have to do. Being on time, being punctual. And this is something else that just hit my spirit. This is something else God began to start dealing with me about working on maybe about two or three weeks ago. It may sound crazy to some people. God told me to start working on my penmanship. Okay. He said, yeah, start working on your penmanship. There's some fine tuning that I need you to do. Okay. Also, something else he was having me to do, try to work on my communication skills. Try to work on my communication skills. God, you're right. You're right. Because I ain't going to lie to you. Those that really, really know me, sometimes I'd rather, you know, make sure I tell you what needs to be done through other means other than verbally, you know, or whatever. And also being able to just learn how to network. Learn how to network. That's something else we have to do to be able to prepare ourselves for reality. And already have your support system. Have a community of people that's where you're trying to get to. You know, there's a saying that if you're the smartest one, if you're the biggest one in the group, then you're the wrong group. You need to have people that surround you that's going to challenge you, that spiritually, mentally, financially, all these areas. And also understand that your reputation is always on the line. So you make sure that you be responsible with your decisions of who you decide to network with or have within your circle. And so I just wanted to share that with you all. This is something that's going to be preparing us for our purpose, preparing for our purpose. In other words, there should be some grooming. There should be some development. And everything that you're doing right now, it should be leading you somewhere greater than where you're at. Or are you just staying where you're at? I want you to, you don't have to even answer out loud, but ask yourself, are you happy with where you're at right now? Okay. If you are, hey, congratulations, God bless you. Hey, now it's time you to mentor somebody that's not happy. But in case you're not happy with where you're at, my question is, what you going to do about it? After I ask you what you're going to do about it, the next question is, when you going to start doing it? Whatever it is, ask yourself, what are you going to do about it? Matter of fact, I just got a text message a few minutes ago. Somebody I know passed. We're gonna be praying. I'll speak about it later on. But I want you to think about it. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Matter of fact, right now you just never know. You never know. Matter of fact, just as we were talking, I so happened to look and you know, I got a message. People are leaving here. People are leaving here. And it would be so sad. It's so sad when I see people die before their time. Die before they have really put a footnote, a landmark in society, in this world. You have the ability to be everything that God called for you to be. Not just for your family, not just for your friends, but for yourself, for your legacy. For your legacy. We have to do it. God's to. And so it's so important for us to be able to see God, talk to God, and ask him to help us right now. This is the time for us to be able to get the help that we need, for us to be able to fulfill the purpose and plan God has for us, and to prepare ourselves right now. Prepare ourselves. Because what I found out, and even for those that may be watching or listening, that may be, hey, in their youthfulness, hey, that's fine and dandy. But are you preparing yourself for after you leave your 20s, you leave your 30s, you leave your 40s? You got to be able to look beyond the right now. Whatever you're doing right now, can you maintain it until Jesus comes? Think about it. Some people, well, you know, I'm just living for the moment. And you know what? Living for the moment is like a rabbit chasing a carrot, and the carrot is on a string that's on a stick attached to the rabbit. No matter how fast you run, you never reach that cabbage. Reach that carrot. I want you to think about it. God has a personal plan for all of us. Some people may have one gift. Some people may have many gifts. But no matter how many gifts you have, are you using, are you utilizing, are you grooming yourself in that gift that God has entrusted into you? I want you to think about that. And so right now, this is a wake-up call for all of us. We have to be ready. We got to be ready. Be ready to feel the purpose of pain. Be ready to recognize. Like I say, we got to be able to recognize the move of God. We got to be able to recognize the grace of God. Because sometimes we have had opportunity to close on us. But because of God's grace and his mercy, he opened up the opportunity one more time. Like the older folks say, one more again. One more again. He's allowed grace, us to receive grace. And so, yes, right now, if you don't know what to do, I tell people all the time, this is a great opportunity, just in case you're not saved, to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Romans 10:9 tells us, if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus Christ as thy Savior, and believe with the heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What also even pertains to the preparation, and, you know, what are you saying? What are you saying? Are you speaking life to the purpose plan God has for you? Are you speaking negativity? Are you speaking the same thing that the critics are saying? Another word of critics is criticize. Think about it. And so, yes, great opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Also, for you to be able to just receive everything God has for you. Live the abundant life God has for you and be at peace. Number one, be at peace with God and be at peace with the purpose plan he has for you. Know that it ain't too late. This is a great day, excuse me, for you to be able to receive what God has for you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We come to you right now, God. We acknowledge your presence on today. First of all, God, we ask you, God, to forgive us, God. If there's anything that's in us that's unlike you, God, forgive us, cleanse us, and make us whole right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak it right now, God. We ask you, God, to help us right now, God, to see the move, see and hear the instruction you have for us, God, to walk in the purpose plan you have for us, God, to receive the purpose plan you have for us, God. Help us, God, to recognize the doors that you have opened up, God. Help us, God, to recognize the people that you have sent our way, God. Help us, God, even to recognize the people you want us to leave alone or push away right now, God. In the name of Jesus, help us right now, God, with the spirit of discernment, God. Help us right now, God, to see in the spirit realm right now, God. Help us right now, God, to move by your spirit, God. Respond in obedience right now, God. In the name of Jesus, anything that's in us that's unlike you, God, we give you permission to move without right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to help us right now, God. We need your help and we want your help. We invite your help right now. In the name of Jesus, and we bind everything the devil stands for. We cancel the devil's assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we say, thank you right now, God, for not giving up on us, God. We say thank you right now, God, for not just being good, but being holy, God. Thank you right now, God, for having our best interest at heart. Thank you right now, God, for everything that you've done, but most importantly, everything that you are. Thank you right now, God, for your love, God. Thank you right now, God, for your forgiveness, God. Thank you right now, God, for your grace, for your mercy that you have extended to us, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God. Even right now, I'm seeing right now, God, there may be somebody that may be listening or watching, God, who don't know their purpose and plan, God. So, God, we ask you to help them right now, God, to recognize what you have for them right now, God. Encourage them right now, God. Press upon their heart, God, to seek you like never before, God, to consult with you, God. And we ask God to reveal yourself to them, God, in the name of Jesus. And as they seek you and you reveal yourself to them, God, reveal who you are and who they are to you right now, God. in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God. We hold up, God, those who may be discouraged right now, God. Those who may feel like giving up right now, God. Those who are tired, God. Those who are worried, God. Those who are stressed right now. Those who are perplexed, God. Those who may feel like just giving up. God, we speak right now, God, that you reach them, God. That you minister to them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, someone who's dealing with low self-esteem, build them up right now, God. In the name of Jesus, reveal yourself to them right now, God, and show them who they are right now, God. Those who right now, God, who are so depressed right now, God, for a variety of reasons, God. God, we speak right now, God, help them right now, God, and remove any and everything that's unlike you out of their mind, God, out of their emotions right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak right now, God, even for the person I spoke with today, God, hold them up right now, God. Encourage their heart, God. God, we speak it right now, God, that you help, God, even in consulting them, God, on steps of what they need to do, God. Not only take care of their parent, God, but God, even take care of themselves right now, God. God, we speak it right now, God, that you help all of us right now, God. Help us in every area of our lives right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak, God, that you comfort those who are grieving right now, God. Those who may be dealing with a broken heart, God. Those who may be dealing with disappointment. Apartment, God. God, those who may be dealing with grief right now, God. God, we speak, God, that you massage their broken heart right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask God to help right now, God. Help them right now, God. Help them right now, God. Even doing this new norm, God. We speak right now, God, that you hold them up before you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask her to help us right now, God, on this week, God, to help us right now, God, to be able to identify, God, your leading, God, be able to identify your fingerprints, God. Help us right now, God, to be led by your spirit, God. Help us, God, to recognize you right now, God, in every area of our lives right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, for safety, God. We thank you, Lord, for your head to protect you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for your undying love, your unfailing love right now. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you right now, God, for everything that you've done, but most importantly, everything that you are. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in. If you want to get in contact with me, my name is Brother Prater. You can catch me on Facebook. On Facebook, I have my daily devotion and my videos. Also, you can go to my website or you can go to my mobile app. Both of them is Brother Prater. My website is brotherprater.com. The app is Brother Prater, and also, like I mentioned, it's available on Android or Apple, and it's free, no charge. On there, you will see my daily devotions, my videos. Also, in the calendar section, you will see my personal appearances, where I be at. Also, you can go to the store section of my app, where you can purchase my book called A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to inform men their needs, their responsibility towards their family, their children, even their children's mother, regardless if they're with them or not. But also, it's speaking to the ladies also to let them know what the men, the needs of men are. So that way, we can be able to help the families, not just the men being helped, but we're having a conversation with the ladies too, so that way it can be reciprocated. Also, the other book is called The Girl Who Was Her Brother's Keeper, The Love Beyond Life. It's a story of my sister and I, life together, and hey, we lost her doing domestic violence in March of 2019, and so I just want to let y'all know, hey, domestic violence is real. If you're in a toxic relationship, get out. So with that being said, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in, and thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart podcast. God bless you, and good night.